January 16, the Daily Stoic. Never do anything out of habit. So in the majority of other things, we address circumstances not in accordance with the right assumptions, but mostly by following wretched habit. Since all that I have said in the case, the person in training must seek to rise above, so as to stop seeking out pleasure and steering away from pain, to stop clinging to living and abhorring death, and in the case of property and money, to stop valuing, receiving, overgiving. This is Musonius Rufus, Lectures 6.25.5-11. A worker is asked, "Why did you do it this way?" The answer, "Because that's the way we've always done things." The answer frustrates every good boss and sets the mouth of every entrepreneur watering. The worker has stopped thinking and is mindlessly operating out of habit. The business is ripe for disruption by a competitor, and the worker will probably get fired by any thinking boss. We should apply the same ruthlessness to our own habits. In fact, we are studying philosophy precisely to break ourselves of rote behavior. Find what you do out of rote memory or routine. Ask yourself, is this really the best way to do it? I know why you do what you do. Do it for the right reasons. A Year with C.S. Lewis. Our three responses to God. It is not simply that God has arbitrarily made us such that he is our only good. Rather, God is the only good of all creatures, and by necessity, each must find its good in that kind and degree of the fruition of God which is proper to its nature. The kind and degree may vary with the creature's nature, but that there ever could be any other good is an atheistic dream. That there ever could be any other good that's not God is an atheistic dream. George MacDonald, in a passage I cannot now find, represents God as saying to men, "You must be strong with my strength and blessed with my blessedness, for I have no other to give you." That is the conclusion of the whole matter. God gives what he has, not what he has not. He gives the happiness that there is, not the happiness that there is not. To be God, to be like God, and to share his goodness is creaturely response. In creaturely response, to be miserable, these are the only three alternatives. To be God, to be like God, and to share his goodness in creaturely response. Those are the three. If we will not learn to eat the only food that the universe grows, the only food that any possible universe ever can grow, then we must starve eternally. From the problem of pain. Jesus calling. Come to him and rest in his loving presence. You know that this day will bring difficulties, and you are trying to think your way through those trials. As you anticipate what is ahead of you, you forget that he is with you now and always. Rehearsing your troubles results in experiencing them many times, whereas you are meant to go through them only when they actually occur. Do not multiply your suffering in this way. Instead, come to him and relax in his peace. He will strengthen you and prepare you for this day, transforming your fear into confident trust. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Matthew 11:28-30. No one will be able to stand up against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Joshua 1:5-9.